Hello, once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. I'm answering Bible questions, and you're fortunate to have me. When I was in high school, I can remember I finished in the top 99% of my class in the SAT scores, and so I was really, really happy to beat that 1%, that one guy that had issues. But whatever the case, the question I want to answer right now is, what is the gospel? What is the gospel? We get this question a lot. What exactly is the good news? A lot of Christians get this wrong, because the gospel, the good news, is actually not trusting Jesus to be saved. The good news is what Jesus did for us. The good news is Jesus' incarnation. God the Son became a man. His death, he died on the cross for our sins, took our punishment for us, and then he bodily rose from the dead to conquer death for us, and he's coming back. So the gospel is actually what Jesus did for us, and that's the good news. That's the euangelion in the Greek, the good news of salvation. And then we receive that by responding to the gospel, by trusting in Jesus for salvation. Now, I don't have time to show you here, but maybe we will in a future Phil Fernandez show, but I've designed the gospel diagram, and from this gospel diagram, we can draw out what I call the 10 gospel truths, and then there's a threefold response to it. So the 10 gospel truths, that's the gospel message. The threefold response is how we respond to it. And so the 10 gospel truths, there is only one God, but this God is three persons. The Father loved the world, sent His Son. The Son became a man. He died on the cross for our sins, rose from the dead to conquer death for us, appeared to many people, ascended to heaven, and promised to return. And that's basically the gospel message. You find that in the Gospels themselves, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four accounts of the life and ministry and death of the Lord Jesus and His resurrection. So, there's only one God. God is three persons. Father loved the world, sent His Son. Son became a man, died on the cross for our sins, rose from the dead to conquer death for us, appeared to many, so He gave us evidence for His resurrection, sent it to heaven, and promised to return. Now, the threefold response is ABC, admit, believe, and commit. Admit we are sinners and we cannot save ourselves. You got to acknowledge the bad news before you can accept the good news. You got to acknowledge that we're all sinners, we cannot save ourselves. That's A. B, then we need to believe in Jesus alone for salvation. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me, John 14:6. So we need to believe in Jesus alone for salvation. Not Jesus plus good works, or Jesus plus the Old Testament law, or Jesus plus the Sabbath day observance, or whatever, or Jesus plus church attendance, or Jesus plus Sigmund Freud's psychology. We need to trust in Jesus alone for salvation. So believe in Jesus alone for salvation. And then once we're saved, we commit to Jesus and His Word for daily living. So that's pretty much the gospel message, that God the Son became a man, died on the cross for our sins, took our punishment for us. He's the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He died on the cross for our sins, took our punishment for us, and then bodily rose from the dead to conquer death for us. Death is man's greatest enemy. And the day is going to come when the Lord Jesus will return to take His stand upon the earth. So please acknowledge that you're a sinner, acknowledge that you cannot save yourself, and trust in Jesus alone for salvation. Thank you. God bless.